What it do, baby?
Hey, you know I was waiting for you to start out the podcast like that. And you, as usual, you know that me and you first here, so we gonna talk our usual shit, you know.
You already know.
In fact, I think this is how the show needs to go down from now on anyway. You feel me? I mean, not saying three's company. I'm just saying it's more room. You feel me? Like, on the mic. Like,
yeah, I feel that. Less chance for interruptions, et cetera.
Exactly. See, I like the way you do business. How you been, Boogie?
Shit, man. I've been cooling, bro. You know, just out here living. You feel me?
Hey.
Trying to do my thing.
There you go. I like the way you
say. What about you, bro? How you doing?
Man, I'm out here chilling.
What up?
What up? We definitely about to start this show without you, man. What up?
Oh, damn.
What's up? If y'all ain't know, that's your boy, Birdo Pumper.
Birdo Pumper.
I'm hoping it's because you like to use the pump fake and then go to the hole. You know what I'm saying? Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Tony
Ferguson, Thunder Up.
Ah, this guy.
Thunder Up.
Shout out, man. I wonder how many Thunder fans are left out there, if any. It has to be at least two.
Most of them moved on to Houston.
Damn.
or their hometown teams.
Their original
Sonic
squad.
Fans.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Damn. What they go root for out there, though? Who do Seattle have? What's
the Clippers?
Damn. Seattle's root for the Clippers? Shout out. Hey.
What did you do, baby?
You feel me? Shout out to Kawhi Leonard. You know what I'm saying? No, shout out to Kawhi Leonard. Definitely underrated. You feel me?
But Los Angeles Clippers. With that being said,
y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it ain't. It's your boy, J La Soul. I had to start it out like that, but I didn't really get a chance to start because, you know, my man's Birdo wasn't on the mic, but he on the mic. So what up, though? How you feeling, man?
Chilling, man.
Hey, that's good. We already got our little intros in. You feel me? Y'all know what it is. So for today, you know what we're going to do, fellas? We're going to always start the day off show a little bit of fair or foul. Got a couple topics for y'all I think y'all going to like. And then we'll get into some numbers because, you know, I know Alberto love his statistics. I can't remember how you said it in that movie, but shout out to Jim Carrey. And then I'm thinking we go into a little bit of over or under, just like we did last time, finish out the show. It's going to be a smooth one today, so let's get it rocking. Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
I have to make sure y'all both are still there. What up, fellas? Well, let's get it started with some fair foul. So, I tell you what, man. A lot has gone down since we last met up on the mic. Like always, man. We've been taking these weekly shows. And y'all know what's up, man. The world is crazy. So, 7 days is plenty of time for some wild-ass shit. So, before I get things started, man, y'all got anything smooth that y'all want to talk about before I go ahead and take over?
What was it? That whole AB news recently is pretty wild, right?
Right. All right, cool. We'll get into that. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because actually I got some about AB we're going to talk about AB for sure in the sports section. So let's just get into the fair and foul for you. So looking into fair and foul, an Indian man was seen on camera driving his BMW into the river. And when asked why, it was because it wasn't a Jaguar, which is what he was expecting as a present. Fair foul, driving your BMW into the river because it's not a Jaguar. I'm going to start with you, Ace.
As a former Jaguar owner,
this guy,
I understand.
What the fuck?
And most people that I know that either have or have had a BMW have a lot of issues with that motherfucker. So, you know what? I'm going to call that shit fair. Damn. I'll call it fair.
I bet. All right, what about you, Pumper?
Pumper. Something Thumper.
This nigga.
I know, huh? I feel like, you will not disrespect me like this. What is it, like Stephen A. and Michael Irvin when they're getting in the shouting match?
Yo, stay up there dabbing off the forehead of sweat. Yo, I'm with it.
My bad. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, fair foul. I think it's foul. I don't think you should be able to just drive your car into a river just because it wasn't the car you expected. I feel like that's some petty ass shit.
You feel me?
So, but I'm gonna leave it at that. Can't be good for the water.
You feel me? Definitely not good for the water, but you know what? Keep your expectations high. That shit's fair. You know what I'm saying? Never settle. Never settle. Fair.
Jaguars are nice though.
Never settle. Fair. It's all gravy, fellas. Jaguars are smooth though, man. You know what I'm saying?
They're clean.
That's that German engineering, because that's what that is.
BMW for sure is German engineering.
Oh, so BMW is German. So what is Jaguar then?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know.
All right, well, shit. Whatever it is, it ain't what he got. So shout out to mom and dad. Shout out to mom and dad. They gotta do a little bit better, get to knowing their son. I feel like this is their fault, to be real. I mean, if they would have knew their kid, they would have understood that was what happened.
Yeah, it's foul on the parents for not asking them what they wanted. Yeah. What do you want? I'm gonna get you a BMW. It's like,
shit.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, that's crazy though, because like, man, like, you get a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit for the free. You know what I mean? You gotta pay some car insurance and whatnot. But
I mean, shit. Look at it this way though: if you pay for some shit, are you gonna fuck it up? You get what I'm saying? So
that's true.
Since it was free, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's 100% true. That's
when mic drop. I like what I do, y'all. I like what I do. Shout out, J La Soul 69 on the ground. Follow your boy. Sometimes I make sense. Anywho, let's move on to the next subject, fellas. So, fair or foul, blaming video games for mass shootings. I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Birdo.
I'm going to say it's foul. I don't think you can really look at video games and say that everybody plays video games is violent. Like, the whole world will be crushed. There's no way.
You feel me? What's up with you then, Boogie? What you thinking on the mic?
Man, that's hella foul.
I mean, explain yourself.
Hell, that's
have to be influenced from somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's definitely influenced from somewhere. You feel me? But my thing is, you know, wouldn't there be more mass shootings from different demographics if, you know, that was truly the case?
So what are you trying to say?
But I'm not sure,
I like these big words.
I know that it's foul.
Yeah. I like what you're hinting right now.
Yeah,
I like it. That was so smooth, man. We ain't even gotta go back. If you don't understand, then you choosing not to. You feel me? That's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you. You choosing to be ignorant. Yo, I can't help you.
Right.
You know, like Harriet Tubman said, man, I could have freed more slaves if they knew they were slaves. So shout out. You know what I'm saying? Free your mind. Pick the blue pill, not the red pill. Shout out to my mans. Anywho,
Morpheus.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna say Neo, but I didn't want to fuck up, so
I got you.
I just skipped right over.
I got the putback.
Yeah, good luck. Good job. Good job. Good job. Honestly, I didn't even attempt the shot. I just passed it off. That wasn't even a putback. You feel me? That was more like a bounce pass into the lane, wide open. But yeah, you did it though. Congrats. You know what I'm saying? That's what those garbage dudes are for. You feel me? Those cleanup guys. Yeah, the glue.
The glue.
My bad. We'll call them those. We'll call them those anymore. Those used to be called the cleanup guy, the garbage man. You feel me? The dude that does all the other shit. You dig? Like, come on, man. I ain't trying to get fucked up.
Master of the custodial arts.
There you go.
Master of the custodial arts.
Ooh, I like this one. Fair foul. Carmelo Anthony still isn't on a roster. Fair foul.
I think it's fair. And I know I'm going to catch heat for it.
Yeah, you definitely about to catch mad heat, and you about to get muted. Let me see.
Now, hold on.
This button.
Hear me out.
Because you got 30 seconds for me to find this mute button. Okay. So, got to be fair.
The reason why I think it's fair is only because of the price, and also if he'd be willing to take a role off the bench. And I saw the recent interview with him, and I felt like he was sincere in the interview.
Damage control, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, damage control, exactly, because I feel like he didn't realize at the time that he wasn't ready to be on a roster like that. Plus, the last time he played, he hasn't been playing well. I think we talked about this. Like, you kind of almost convinced me that it was foul based on the fact that there's so many people getting roster spots and he doesn't deserve one.
Mm-hmm.
So, from that standpoint, I could see it. But if I was a team, I wouldn't want him, and that's kind of why I understand why a fan base wouldn't want him, so I'm going to call it fair.
Okay. Go ahead, Ace, because I can rip this apart at any time. I'm going to just let you know, though.
I feel it, man. You know what? I agree with Alberto. I do think it's fair. Shit, man. He, like you said, he hasn't been playing well. You feel me? He out here, you know, missing open jump shots that normally he would make.
All right.
You feel me? Missing, I mean, the open three-pointers, that's, you know, that's an issue also.
Facts.
But, you know, it's just his game just isn't really in the league like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he's not effective or playing defense.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. I got.
I mean, and also, even if he's in that, you know, Jalen Rose brought up a really good point. He said, of those bottom, like, 100 guys or so, the last five guys on the bench, you know what I'm saying? How many do you, how many of those guys do you want being paid as much as Melo wants?
Mm.
But then getting him, but having him being interviewed after the game asking about his role.
Sound like a bunch of.
Contrary to, like, other players and shit.
Sounds like a bunch of if
ands. Yeah, if ands. But you know what is a definite? That nigga is not on a roster.
That's for sure. And here's also something I'm going to say why it's foul. There's four words. Two of them being Jared Dudley, and the other two being Anthony Bennett. Both of those players are about to be on a roster. I believe Anthony Bennett is working his way into a roster as we speak. And I'm for sure Jared Dudley just got signed to a squad. So with
he's
that
on the Lakers.
Said, that's who it is. I couldn't remember who it was, and I didn't want to say the Nets. Shout out to you. So with that being said, since Jared Dudley has a roster spot, and if Anthony Bennett gets a roster spot, then it's hella foul. Till that day, I'm going to just let y'all, you feel me, say what y'all want. I agree with the Melo has to be able to play his role and also accept money for that role. But this is also one thing y'all got to understand. Like, in today's NBA, it's not the 90s and shit where politics was the way, like, the highest guy had to get paid. Or, I'm sorry, the highest guy got paid had to play. Like, it's about who's better. You feel me? Like, some cats getting these contracts don't deserve it anyway.
That's
so
a good point.
You gotta, I mean, you got to pay them just be, or I'm sorry, you got to play them or not play them based on their pay. You feel me? Like, whether you got a high pay guy riding the bench or a high pay guy playing minutes, it's about if he's effective. So if he's not effective, then bam, that's that. Shout out. With that being said, I'm going to move on because Carmelo Anthony, it is what it is at this point. Like you said, he's doing damage control. So shout out to Carmelo.
It's a touchy issue. I love Carmelo.
He's a year too late.
Everything hurts.
He should have been like that instead of that whole interview he had with Paul George when he went to the Thunder.
Yeah.
When he was talking about, oh, they want me to ride the bench, PG. What you think?
We already know what I'm saying, man. Who's the Thunder? That squad? Come on, bro.
They were nice.
They were solid.
Man, all right.
Like, they could have been, like, if he would have just ran that second unit, I think it would have ran out a lot better because he could have got his 15 shots. Or,
right. All right.
Was that, know, the, his that was 15, the 16 shots.
Right? That was the same year they had Schroeder, or am I tripping?
I think they did have Schroeder, but but either way, though, I mean, it would have been fine. Like, because they're running it back with Schroeder anyway.
Yeah, shout out.
It would have been his unit. It would have for sure been his unit.
Yeah, it for sure. Would've. If he's as good as you say,
and then
he
they
was,
had Jeremy.
Should have been his
Jeremiah unit. Grant or something like that.
Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant. Former Sixer.
Let's move on.
He's also.
I like him.
Let's move on.
Yeah, he's solid.
Let's move on. It's foul. I feel solid. Like we spent way too much time on this subject. Let's move on. That was foul. All right, so. I got one for y'all. Y'all got to listen up for this. So let me know if it's fair or foul, okay? It's going to be a long one, okay? It's kind of a doozy, but we're going to try to fit this one in, all right?
All right. A doozy.
Yeah, it's a doozy. All right, so a Florida man was recently arrested for spitting on his girlfriend in the face after he refused to play her slave master in a sex role that she wanted him to play. So Kenneth Atkins and his girlfriend Ashley Edwards, shout out to the Edwards family. Ace, this gotta be. So Kenneth Atkins and Ashley Edwards got into an argument after my man's Kenny decided, "Nah, I don't want to play your slave master." Once they started arguing, Kenny then eventually spit it. I guess we're going to go with sput. What do you think? Spat? Sput?
I like sput. Past tense.
I like sput.
Spat in her face.
Yeah, sput. So, yeah. Let's
spin is spun, so spit must be spat.
It has to be sput. Yeah, I'm going with sput. It could be spit it, but that just sounds like
he spit it.
It sounds like you rapping. It sounds like you rapping. Nah, he spit it. Nah. He rapping better.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so let's go with spud. So after they started arguing, Kenny decided to spud on her. Spud on her. This would just sound all bad.
That's not
bad.
It sounds bad. Whole other connotation. Right. That would have not flown on ESPN. Not at all.
Yeah. So, nope. So after he spud in her face, she then proceeded to call the cops, and now he's facing aggravated assault charges. Now here's the twist. Kenny is white. And Ashley is black. I know what y'all was thinking this whole time. Yeah. No, I totally know what you're thinking this whole time.
Lit.
A chick named Ashley gotta be a white girl, but nope. So with that being said, fair foul, spitting in Shawty face, trying to make you her slave master. Fair foul.
Sorry, hold on. I gotta think about this.
It's definitely a doozy.
Yeah. I told you, man. Yeah, I got like 3 follow-up fair foul ones for this one too, bro. Like
fair foul. I don't know. I low-key feel like that's something that he might have always wanted to do as far as spitting in her face. So I'm gonna call that foul.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one. You just put a new twist to that shit. Comedy, like,
huh? He thought about that one.
Like, this is a good opportunity.
I've been saving this. Like a challenge flag.
I've been saving this.
Yo, what the fuck?
I'm gonna agree with Ace. I think it's foul. I think the whole plot in general was foul.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, so they both definitely
do not belong together.
How about this? Fair foul for him to turn down that role in her movie. I guess I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Turning down that role?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you don't want that role.
No, that's definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Look, hear me out.
All right.
Just hear me out. J Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. I'm not saying I approve of those slave master shit. All I'm saying is you got to make your shorty happy. You feel me? Like, you do what you got to do. I'm not saying to take that role. I'm just saying make your shorty happy. You can take that however you want, fellas out there. That's just a little advice. Happy wife, happy life. Happy wife, happy life. You know what I'm saying? But Kenny, you fair foul. I'm going to say, bro, first off, it was foul for her to call the cops.
Then she explained the story too.
That's the foulest part. It's foul for her to even ask of this white man to do that. And it's also foul for her to be a sister. So we're just going to go ahead and trade her over. You feel me? Where's the racial draft? When is the racial draft this year, y'all?
I know.
We need to put her on a trade.
November? No, I don't know.
November? Late December? I don't know. We're going to put Shorty on a trading block for sure, though.
Playoffs are when? January?
Playoffs is February, boss man.
Football?
Yeah, you know, Black History Month.
Shout out.
He said, oh, fuck.
Shout out.
Don't worry, bro. We celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month too.
I honestly don't even know when that is.
I think that's in March.
Cinco de Mayweather.
I think that's in March. I'm pretty sure that's when they wear the Spanish NBA jerseys.
I do like the Spanish NBA jerseys.
Yeah, I think honestly, that's in March. Yeah. The Los Bulls.
Any chance I get, I'm always picking them.
Los Bulls. Shout out, y'all. Shout out, y'all. Fair foul.
I don't even know that Philly has a Los jersey.
I don't even know. You know what? Y'all just some numbers. Y'all don't get one.
I just wanted to throw that out there. I was sitting here thinking like
76 in Spanish. Somebody let me know. There you go. Hey. Shout out.
That's a lot to put on a jersey.
Yeah. It's long. Yeah.
I'm down though.
Who's out there?
Saturansky.
Don't get me fucking started. You know what? Let's move on. You know what? This will be a good time for us to take a break, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's get paid. Shoot. We'll be back. Put a quick word for the sponsors. Shout outs. You know what?
What up, what up?
Oh, shit. My man, Birdo Pumper, first on the mic.
Birdo Pumper, two pump.
Stop
two
it.
Two pump in my chump.
Stop it. Yo, yo, what up, though, man? Fair foul. Hey, so, man, I know.
How about fair foul this pump nickname, though? I don't even remember the original joke anymore.
Honestly, I don't even remember it either.
I'm going to call that foul.
What? Oh, man. Well, I tell you what. Until you come with a new one, man, the Birdo Pumper sticks, bro. It's smooth. Oh, yeah? Yeah, shit. It's smooth. I don't... It had to come from a porno joke. It had to.
Probably.
I don't know. It makes sense. Yeah, it has to. Yeah, that's. There's no other way.
I'd rather have, like, Baby Hook Johnson or something like that.
Baby Hook Johnson.
Huh? Two shoes. What is it? Like, the old NBA
the
names?
The old ones, yeah. They used to have the dumbest nicknames, man. Like, Jimmy No Hands McGee. Like, yo, all right, then. Shout out.
He invented the dribble.
Yo, man, can you believe that these niggas was really during that era, man? Like, where crossover was, like, the newest thing. Like, oh! And then yeah. You did, like, a left to right.
I know. It's kind of wild because I think I remember watching this 130 for 30 where they're talking about Elgin Baylor. And they were like, yeah, he was MJ before MJ. And I was like, that's so hard to comprehend.
Like, yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He did have one of the coldest pictures I've ever seen, though. He had this picture where he's like about to, he's either dunking or gonna jelly layup over Bill Russell. It's pretty sus.
Shout out, man. I mean, shout about time, because you know how I feel about Bill Russell. I feel like he's great, but he also played in a weak era where everybody was literally him and Wilt.
I was gonna say, you can't just drag my man's Bill and then not bring down.
Yeah, of course. Oh no, always. I do it every time, sir. I'm very, very firm. Yeah, I'm very firm on how I feel about 50 and 60s players. I only literally give them props because they didn't want brothers in the NBA in the first place. Right. So I'm gonna give them props going in there and dominating and showing them why they didn't want them in the fucking NBA. Yeah. My man Ace is really not trying to join this chat right now, bro.
Shout out to the Celtics having the first black starting five.
Yo, shout out. Yeah, the Celtics did a lot, man. That's why it's crazy in such a racist city how the Celtics get away with so much. Like, shit, but wow. Shout out, man. Yeah, shout out, bro. Maybe it's because basketball, Celtics isn't racist, but the rest of the city of Boston is. You dig? Like, or at least most of it. I'll say like 85% of it. I haven't been there. I don't plan on going there anytime soon. So that's when I'm going to talk my shit. Welcome to the conversation, Ace. How you feeling?
I'm straight, bro. Chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it ain't. Now J. La Soul is back. You feel me? So we go hop right back into the show. We was just talking about a little bit of fair foul. Ace made a real good point in the chat about the cops. I want you to go ahead and put that on mic real quick.
Oh, yeah, you feel me? Hey, shout out to them cops for not, you know, taking that sister to jail or shooting her for doing that to their people. You feel me?
You feel me?
That, yeah. That's assuming the police was white. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this is facts. They were in Florida. You never know.
Yeah. Hey, shout out.
Shout out to them cops. I'll never say that shit again. Anywho, let's move on. On to our radio. Because all of a sudden, we'll get some Blue Lives Matter shit in my inbox. I ain't got time for that right now, y'all. But speaking of blue,
one star.
Speaking of blue, this is a real quick one we go get into, y'all. Bar for bar, Blueface or current day Lil Wayne? I'm going to start with you, Berto.
Damn.
Bar for bar, Blueface or current day Lil Wayne? Current day Lil Wayne. Remember what I said.
I'm going to say Blueface. and I'm going to hide. but you know, I haven't really listened to a lot of the new Wayne. I'm not gonna lie. I like to remember Wayne in his best form.
You're a smart man.
I'm not gonna pretend like I'm bumping the other one, but I have chuckled at a few bars and been like, "That's clever."
You're a smart man.
Yeah, straight up.
So I'm gonna take your face. barely.
All right, barely. What you say, Boogie?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with my fellow light skinned brother Blueface. You feel me?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, yeah, like Berto said, I haven't heard much new Lil Wayne. I think the newest Lil Wayne I've heard was probably that Undisputed intro. So, you know,
no mercy. That's funny. Raw Dog Radio, yeah. J-Law Song. I'm going to just let y'all know right now, I have heard some of the newest Lil Wayne. Y'all ain't missing nothing.
Okay.
Definitely Blueface.
All
right. Definitely okay. Blueface. Right. We're gonna go with Blueface the show, just because I definitely bumped that before I bumped some recent Lil Wayne. That's the sad part. It's come down to that, to be real. But yo, shout out. It is what it is, and it ain't what it is. I guess, I don't know if that sound right, but whatever. Raw Dog.
Definitely did, but we good.
You know, I mean, bro, if homeboy just sput on somebody, we good, bro.
You feel me? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we good, bro. We can say, we can pretty much say anything. We got to fact check, my man. We the media. Feel me?
We control the narrative.
Yeah, you dig? It's what we say go. You know what I'm saying? We tell
if
y'all.
We don't control the narrative control us.
I mean, no. I mean, we definitely control.
Just like the a, like those, nah, like nah, a. Nah,
we definitely control.
Like Barbershop, right? What was that? The like LeBron Barbershop show?
Oh, yeah, that shit was weak. Yeah, the shop.
The shop, that's what it's called.
Two thumbs down. Y'all like stats?
I love stats.
You like stats, Ace?
When they in my favor.
All right, let's get to that. That's honest. That's legit. Well, I got some stats for you. So a recent survey says 45% of Americans wear the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row. So I need to know, is that stat number too high or too low?
What was the stat?
45% of Americans wear the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row.
Is this like consistently, or does it mean you've done it before? Like
it was a survey. It says 45% of Americans wear the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row. Too high, too low. You let me know. That's all I got, man.
Too low. Too low.
You think there's more? You think there's more people with it that's not even being surveyed or something, bro? You saying that number is way too low?
There's voter fraud.
For
sure.
Russia's involved for sure.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Oh yeah, yeah. They hide some of the votes for sure, bro.
And no is this a Florida man? No, it's the whole
Stop
survey.
It. This is like the survey of America, bro.
It's the whole survey.
Yeah, this is the survey of America.
It's a Florida survey.
Nah, man, you know what? As much sense as that would make, to be real, I would be surprised if the 100% of the 45% is from Florida. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And honestly, shout out to Florida. With that being said, I got some more stats for you. So while we're on the subject of numbers, it says 66% of guys don't use deodorant on their balls. So since that's 2/3 of all dudes, my question is to you two fellas, why don't y'all deodorize your balls?
Unless the deodorant says specifically for male balls or something, I'm not gonna fuck. What are you talking about?
Right.
I didn't even know. You said 60% of people are not doing it.
Yeah, so 66% of guys aren't using deodorant on their balls.
40% that are.
Well,
nah, that's like 30,
so. That means 30, at least that means at least 40%.
No,
that means at least 40% are fucking morons.
No, that's 33%.
33, at least 33%.
But here's the thing. This is what I'm
66%.
This is what I'm saying. Hear me out. Your armpit stink. You put deodorant on it. Your ball stink. Why wouldn't you put deodorant on it? Is what I'm saying. It's just a simple question. Because
nobody's licking my armpits, nigga.
True that.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
That's right. As requested by old girl.
Oh, man. That's funny. So maybe that's the 33% that's doing it. The non ball liquor. I don't know. The ones that ain't getting that action, I guess. We call that extra credit where I'm from. But
yeah, those
credit.
Are the same niggas asking why their girl don't give them head.
Shit, you right, man. You right. The 33%. Shout out, man.
Is this Gillette?
Is this
So with that being said, would you use clear or are you going to go with the original White Streak? You let me know. We're going going gel? Or are we just gonna go invisible solid? Like, what's the deal?
We going spray? Like,
what is appropriate to this?
I don't know. What I gotta talk to the NFL. I gotta talk to. Like,
it's a lot of people we gotta contact about this right now, man.
Oh yeah.
Am I gonna fail a test? What's happening?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I got to hit up Adam Schefter.
You feel me? I definitely got to talk to my doctor about this first. Like they say,
100%.
Yeah. So shout out to the 66% of dudes that's keeping it real. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in that 66 percentile. But hey, I'm going to talk to the doctor and we're going to see if that changes. You feel me? Let's see what's up. You know?
Yeah.
I might have just learned something.
And then you can do an ad and it'll be official.
You might have just learned something. I hope, honestly, that number is 100% for the ladies, to be real.
Right.
I haven't looked into that survey, but I'm now curious.
I'm 100% convinced that they would like want to talk about
man,
that.
Man, I mean, ladies keep it real, man. I mean, they the most clean of the two genders. Ah, there's more than two genders now. Fuck. Well, you get what I'm saying.
Is there though?
They're one of the cleaner gen, bro. I don't know. Honestly, I don't even want to go there right now. We just got our
podcast back on
the internet, bro. I'm tired of being banned. Like for real, we gotta stop. Like, what the fuck? Whoever we insulting, which is a lot of people in 2019. So
eat a dick.
We need a not insulted list. For real. I think that'd be real easy. Like, the people that fucks with us, like, shout out. Rondo Radio, J Lasso.
Shout outs.
Shout out to y'all, not being so damn sensitive. Anywho, ladies, I'm gonna need y'all to let me know if you're using deodorant down there. I mean, I'm not judging. I just need to know what's up, you feel me? Because that's some nasty shit. I mean, that's some...
Hopefully, and then you gotta buy like extra deodorants. Like,
I mean, do you? Yeah, I hope you switch it. Yeah, you know, you definitely gotta have two. There's no way you're gonna be the same. There's no way.
Right.
I mean, it's
like sharing rags.
I mean, bro.
Hear me out. It's all the same skin, though. Like, to be real. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I think the skin texture might be a little different.
Just a tad, but it's still the same layer of skin, bro. Like,
I mean, it's still the skin on the same person, still, but you know, you like my hand skin isn't the same as my back skin. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, technically it is, just like how when they do like a skin transplant. They just take it from your butt and put it right where they needed to put it, sir. So technically, it don't matter.
Imagine right? waking up and they're like,
man, but you can tell that difference, though.
You ain't gonna be able to tell no butt skin, bro. You ain't gonna be able to tell. That shit gonna be hella soft. Maybe a little bit of fuzz, depending on your body type.
Definitely. Actually, Jay has a good point because like they do this with me. So they're like, oh, this is the tri-tip. You're like, for sure.
What the fuck?
What?
Like if you eat meat, right, or you eat cuts, it's just like.
Right, oh, okay. Right. That's like, yeah. Okay. But you can tell the difference, though, between a fucking filet mignon and some goddamn chuck steak.
Yeah, okay. For sure. Or like T-bone.
Or T-bone or New York strip.
Right over here. Jay Lasso.
Any of that.
Don't deodorize your balls. That's all I'm going to say, y'all. This shit going way off the hinges. Let's get into some under and over.
Hey, just wash them motherfuckers. Shit.
I mean, you feel me twice?
Yeah.
It's
really what it comes down to. Shit.
So I said, yeah. So,
deodorants ain't showers, man. Motherfuckers still got to learn that.
That is true, man.
But anyway, my bad.
Yeah, that's a PSA, honestly.
Yo, that's real. PSA. PSA, y'all. PSA. Yeah. Deodorants ain't showers. It ain't the, what is it, the be end all be all? No,
yeah.
You got to. Nah. It's part of the process. And if Ace knows one thing, that's to trust the process, y'all. So go ahead.
Absolutely.
Do that damn thing. But with that being said, let's get into some over and under. I know last week we got to some over and under with the NFL numbers and talked about a couple teams. We also predicted that the Bears will win the Super Bowl. We all unanimously agree.
I don't
let's
remember
move
that part. Now look at my notes.
Wow, bro. Wow. Whose show is it, bro? Can you just let me have my moment? Wow.
I got you. This is your moment. This is your moment.
Oh, my God. Lord. Man. Wow. You guys just don't know how to go along with shit, bro. I swear. But anyway.
Bears Super Bowl. If they would win, though, I wouldn't be like, oh, damn.
Yeah, right.
Unless they play the Patriots. But yeah.
You're a hater, bro. You lucky that we play y'all niggas. That one year with Rex Grossman. We already know how that would have ended.
It would have been a wrap. Rex Grossman, three picks to the house.
And we still would have won. All off
back to,
all
back,
off
back, of to back. Back to back.
All off of Devin Hester, Charles Tillman, and motherfucking Brian Urlacher.
You would have had Rashay Caldwell on a Super Bowl highlight.
We would have had maybe a little bit of Mushi Muhammad out there. Just a tad. Just a tad. But anywho, let's get into some over and under, yeah, on some of these numbers. So I've been looking to a lot of these players and shit lately, man. And one thing I know is my boy Birdo is a primetime hater. So I just put together a big list of NBA players. And I also put together a list of NFL players here, too, that we're going to discuss. All you have to do is state whether they're over or underrated. There is no appropriately rated, okay? Okay. I'm going to let you know right now. You got to go all the way out on the limb or not on this one, okay?
All right.
So with that being said, I'm going to start this one with an easy one. James Harden, NBA player, Houston Rockets, over or underrated? We're going to start with you, Beto.
I'm going to say overrated because I can't say properly rated because I think he gets the credit he deserves. But I think he's overrated. I think his playoff performance kind of speaks for itself a little bit. He's a huge, huge stats guy, which, like, stats just pure scoring-wise, not my biggest thing.
Wow.
But he is a Hall of Famer, and he's definitely somebody who's, like, fucking special and top five in the league.
I feel like you said enough already. Ace, let's go ahead, man.
But I'm going to say he's overrated. I'm not going to front.
School this man, Ace.
Man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say he's overrated.
Oh, my Lord.
Especially since this nigga Daryl Morey coming out recently talking about he a better score than Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really get higher rated than that.
I forgot. Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, you know what?
For me, yeah.
Yep.
That's a strong one.
Strong move. Are we talking about 2K ratings? What's his rating?
Yeah, I don't care. Since he got the.
Wait a minute. Right. Yeah, wait. That can't be the criteria.
I'm going to say. Right. All right. Well, since it's my turn, I'm going to go ahead and say James Harden is just a tad bit underrated. And other means I'm going to say a tad bit underrated besides from Daryl Morey is I feel like the rest of the NBA don't respect how he truly gets buckets. And just was from one non-hooper to another hooper. You feel me? Get your buckets. I feel like even though it is manipulative on the foulings, you know what I'm saying? Like, it still takes some work to have the handle that he have. It still takes some work to hit the shots. Even after you travel, you still got to hit the shot. And
absolutely.
Trust me, a lot of niggas do not.
No, like, for sure. Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'm gonna say he is a little bit, since I can't go in the middle, like you said, I'm going to say he's a little bit underrated just because of how he gets his points. And even though he won an MVP and was in the MVP race this year again, people still was, like, looking at him like, whatever. So, yeah, that's going to be me. And then on top of that, I mean, niggas never do shit in the playoffs, you feel me? So, of course, people will look down on you. Like, yeah, they Rockets haven't really been doing shit in the playoffs the last couple of years. Like,
yeah.
So people are going to always look down
on
that.
And they've also run into the biggest and best team of the last, like, 10 years.
Ever. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt. Right. All right, so how about this? Let's move on to this one. This one should be a slightly easier. Devin Booker, NBA player, Phoenix Suns. Over or underrated? Let's start with you, Ace.
Overrated.
Oof.
I mean, like, his team out here, like, you know, he got 70 points, but wasn't that an L?
Oof. It was an L.
Oof. It was an L. Okay, so to the Boston Celtics. So with that, and then also, you know, what is this team average? 14 dubs a fucking season, bro? Like, come on, dog. You know, you can't be underrated with those alone.
All right, I hear you. Go ahead, Berto.
Yeah, so I could go on about this for an hour, but I'm not. So
let's keep it short.
I think he's definitely overrated, and I think it's based on you can't really have both. You can't have a Suns roster that quote unquote has young and up and coming talent and can't pick in the top in the lottery and get all these players. And then still, like you said, like get 14 dubs in the season. I mean, the points are nice. Don't get me wrong. He's a special bucket getter. But in terms of like how hyped he is and stuff like that, I feel like people aren't really watching Suns games because you'll notice he's the only one scoring, but he's allowing the same person to score as well.
Okay.
He's a highlight guy.
I hear you. I'm going to go ahead and disagree with both of y'all and say that he is underrated again. Only reason I'm going to say he's underrated is because people hold certain things against him, like the fact that he is on a losing team, which I agree, man. You got to be a winner. Nobody just wants to be in the NBA losing all the time. But it's certain players I wouldn't hold that against, just because you can see that they're clearly outperforming what talent that their management is putting around them. One, they had a new coach every year for the last 6 years, and that's every year of his career, if you think about it. So shout out to that.
No, that's
Two, the manager of the team, the GM of the team, made a draft pick and then quit right after the draft pick last year. Yeah. And then this year they had a new GM of James Jones, who I'm not doubting, but those moves were highly questionable that he made in the draft. So I'm not going to blame everything on Devin Booker. Once again, as a great player, you should be able to step up the players around you, i.e. look at LeBron James and look at Allen Iverson and what they carried to the playoffs and to the finals. Right. You should be able to do that as a great player, but I feel like he don't get as much credit as he deserve because he is on a little team, and I think people look at the wrong things. Like you said, the 70-point game, don't look at that. That was an L, for sure. But I think he gets his buckets, man. Like, I put him and Klay Thompson in the same thing, except for defensively. Cause...
Nah, you know, honestly, who I would put in that kind of same category, it's funny you mentioned LeBron James. So he kind of reminded me of Kyrie before LeBron James came back to Cleveland.
That's a good point.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, look at you, Ace. All right,
that's a good comparison.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, shout
out. You feel
out.
Me? So, hey, he just needs to get another star, you feel me, to get that. You know, learn those winning ways and that sort of thing.
It'd be awesome to see him on a contender team, too. That'd be sweet.
Oh, for sure.
It would have been dope if they would have drafted Drog, or what's that one dude? Not Drogic. What's that guy? Luka Doncic?
Yeah, they could have had him.
Dope. Yeah, they were supposed to, but whatever.
They picked the hometown kid.
With that being said, let's move on. Larry Bird, over underrated, Boston Celtics, some white guy that played in the 80s.
that's trife. Three-time MVP.
If he was black, he would have been just another guy. Shout out to Isaiah Thomas.
So is Magic Johnson nice? I don't know. All right, so look, I'm gonna say.
Why are you bringing up old shit, Magic?
I mean, this is what we're talking about, right?
It was all right.
Larry Bird.
Yeah. We're talking about topic is all shit.
Larry Bird
played against some legends.
The guy with that stash. He literally had an invisible mustache his whole career. How did that happen, bro?
He just needs some mustache.
I think he's
pointers
from you. Underrated. I think if you look at the sweet dimes he's thrown, he's easily one of the top best passing forwards ever.
Where's my mute button? This guy's tripping
for real. And he's an NBA champion. I mean, come on. And he was like nasty in college. He didn't win in college. Yeah, he lost to Magic.
Definitely lost. Keep talking.
Hey, but. he was one miss three away from beating Magic twice.
For real. Shout out, man.
People are asleep. I'm just saying he's underrated.
And you know what? I would say underrated if I have to pick one. Right. Just because when people mention like the greatest players of all time, you know, Larry Bird is usually mentioned pretty late. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After, you know, of course, LeBron,
Kobe.
Michael Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, Magic. Wilt, Kareem, and, you know, shit. If I have to pick one, I'll say underrated.
Nice. I'm glad y'all think that way. I'm going to say this guy's overrated. I'm not going to say he's extremely overrated, even though I can go on that for about an hour. I'm just going to say that his skill and what he did was just as good as most other players in the league at that time. It's just the fact that it stood out a little bit more because he's white. And I feel like when you have a white dude that's highly skilled in the NBA, it just stands out a little bit more. Like if you have a white running back or like and this sounds weird, but like a really accurate black quarterback. Not saying it doesn't happen, but it stands out a little bit more when it does happen.
He's not like Jimmer Fredette, though. You know what I mean? Like, let's not get twisted.
What I would want to say is whose stats is comparable with him of these other guys you talking about?
I have to do more research of the 80s because 80s and late 90s players, I don't really know too much. The 80s is a blur for some reason, so I can only think of three main players.
Nigga, you wasn't born yet, so.
Nah, just NBA.
We can't hold that against
you. Unless you're me, you're watching, like, late Celtics games, like, on a random Friday.
Just NBA. Hey, just like, NBA, period. They don't really get into the 80s on the NBA. Like, too much.
They should.
They make it seem like it was just, like, Sixers, which I think it was. I think it was more just Sixers, Celtics, Pistons, Lakers. So yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe that's it. We already know about the 80s.
It was like six teams in contention.
Yeah, we already know. That's when they just merged the ABA and shit. Yeah, you're right. You know what?
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? That's more teams that have been in contention, like legit contention for the last shit.
Ooh, I got
four
one.
Or five
I
years.
I got an over under for you. Over under. LeBron James. Make us quick, y'all. We got a few minutes.
Underrated?
Yeah, we got a few minutes. Over under LeBron James. What?
I think he's underrated.
Okay. Go ahead, Ace.
Absolutely, I think he's underrated. All
right, cool.
On top of that, I think he should have several more MVPs.
Dope.
Even to bring up that point, that James Harden year, LeBron should have had that MVP if we're going off anyway.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
Underrated.
Okay. I like where you go with that. I'm going to say he's y'all know what I'm going with this one, y'all. That boy's overrated. And what y'all gonna say is overrated because he gets a lot of props for a guy that had to do a lot of picking and choosing of his teammates and coaches just to get three rings and lose four of them times that he was there out of seven. But it ain't his fault for some of them, i.e. the very first time he went there, he literally drugged that squad through there.
Yeah.
So his first portion of his career, man, I think he was highly underrated and people gave him too much unneeded slack or unneeded, like, bullshit. They just want to pick away at his game.
Yeah.
And once he was able to do it all, then they'd shut up. But for the last portion of his career, I definitely think he's a little bit overrated. And then sometimes they make up stats and records for him to have, which is cool. So,
yeah.
You feel me?
True,
like,
though.
Go
That's
ahead.
True.
Go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? You want, like, your best player to be featured a little bit more and, like, rooted for. I don't want to talk too long on this. Like I said, I'm going for an hour. My bad.
Oh, you already have, man.
My bad. But you know, I'm going to keep this one quiet, man. I like this one. Over underrated. Tom Brady.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know,
I feel like he's the one exception we have to put his because he is the bona fide GOAT.
He is the GOAT.
You know,
he is the GOAT. I think
so. You can't be overrated. So I'm gonna say he's underrated.
You're gonna force me to pick that he's underrated. Like
wow.
And
y'all
purely based on this reason is that the reason he's underrated is because everybody's playing fantasy football. But in real football, everybody knows January, February, your QB, who you'd rather have, and that's Tom fucking Brady.
Sometimes, depending on like the rules and like. What quarter it is.
Or
and,
what era, you mean?
Nah, just depending on the quarter. If I have, like, 30 seconds left and I need to go downfield, I know Brady's going to get, like, at least six flags. So you're right. I guess certain QBs that don't get those flags for sure, and it's not their fault because they're more so mobile. So when they're out of the pocket, they're going to get smacked, you feel me? So that's their fault for running out the pocket like that. But with that being said, just because we have to pick – I'm going to say he's overrated. Hey, hear me out.
Big surprise.
Hear me out. It's just because it's Brady. It's just because it's Brady. I do think he's a baller. I think, like, lately people have been making a big deal of his age, and I don't think his age is truly that huge of a deal. I do get why it is important because you guys have clearly explained it. I don't want to hear that shit no more. I understand. But it still isn't a big deal to me. So, with that being said, I'm going to yawn like I usually do, and I'm going to go ahead and say he's overrated. Moving on. Jared Goff, over or underrated?
Damn.
I know.
You forced me to do this right now?
I know.
He's forcing our hands.
So, because I can't say he's appropriately rated, I'm going to say he's overrated. And the case I'm going to make – I think he's underrated because I think he's going to still have a good season. Like, I think he's going to play well. I think he's in an offense that's not really going to be able to expose him to a bunch of weaknesses.
Right.
So I think from that standpoint, I think people are asleep on him having a good year. There's a lot of slander. I've done some slandering myself. But that's more so on the nitpicking side of it and on the playoff. Because there's regular football and then there's winning football.
My only slander is that Super Bowl, bro. You come on now. But anywho.
Defense?
Go ahead. No, like... offensively,
special
what
teams,
did they,
and
what
like,
did they put up? Like, did they score 7 points?
Do you see our fullback?
They scored
our fullback was
3 points,
it,
I believe.
3 points, sir. That's my drawback on Jared.
Didn't we
Goff.
Get a pick to win that Super Bowl? That could have gone into overtime.
What? That game was...
Man, I honestly, I didn't that game watch was sure. that game. Was I watched a, the first half yeah, and I fell asleep.
That game was a snooze. Was yeah, I was definitely asleep. Yeah,
unfortunately. I'm not going to say if my team was playing in it, I would have fell asleep. You wouldn't have.
Over underrated. Jared Goff, ace.
Make it quick. Man.
Got a few seconds.
I'm gonna have to put him overrated.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Even though a lot of people be hating on him, he also does get a lot of praise, too. Yeah. And I feel like, I hate to say this, but, he is a product of that offense, which most quarterbacks are and should right. be. But, yeah, I'm going to just go with overrated. Ooh,
okay, I like the way you think it. Over underrated. Antonio Brown. In case y'all don't know, Antonio Brown is a wide receiver. He used to play for the Steelers all of his career. Always had Ben Roethlisberger. I wanted to put that out there real fast. And now he plays for the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders. And now he has Derek Carr. So, over underrated, Antonio Brown.
I'm going to say he's underrated. And the only reason I'm going to say this is because I think – there's like football fans and then there's people who are just kind of following in general. I think amongst football fans, everybody knows the value of AB, but I think when your average person who doesn't know who AB is might look at everything he's doing and say, wow, why are they putting up with this? The only reason Antonio Brown is not cut is because he's Antonio Brown. Let's put it that way.
All right, go ahead, Ace. What you thinking?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. He's making some good points today. I agree with him, man. Mm. And especially kind of like the icing on the cake for me is, as far as his rating, he got traded for a third round pick. So
yikes!
I mean, shit. I gotta go with underrated. Mm-hmm. AB the GOAT.
AB the GOAT. I like where you're going with that one. All right, I like it. So let's go with this one. Moving on. I'm agree with both of y'all. I think he's a little bit underrated, just because like he does work, man. And I've seen the way he runs his routes, and like, yo, not all receivers do that. You feel me? So.
Right, you know right. Like, and he's old. It's not much, like, hella underrated. Yeah, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, still,
just a little bit.
Yeah, if we got to pick, you feel me?
He's on the commercials and everything. Like, he's getting exposed.
And then, I'm not saying Juju Smith-Schuster is trash. I like Juju Smith-Schuster. No, listen, I like Juju Smith-Schuster, but I don't think he's Antonio Brown yet. So, the fact that Mike Tomlin and them boys was like, it's all good, we got Juju and the other guy, Connor, I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, for sure.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see that shit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Because a lot of people are talking about, oh, they just as good, just as productive. Yeah, all right, we're going to see.
We got a few more to get through. Y'all going to like these next couple ones. All right, underrated. Julio Jones. And just keep in mind, he only had like 3 touchdowns last year. Probably had like 5 total in 2 years. Maybe 6. If we not including the playoffs.
Man, that's tough. That's tough. I'm going to have to go with overrated. Because, damn, man, I see him in the red zone. Like, you that big of a body, man. You got to be able to get some red zone looks, you feel me, and come down with the rock.
Muhammad Sanu all day in that red zone, too.
Yeah, you feel me? And shit, Muhammad Sanu got some of the best hands in the league, low key.
I like his routes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, man, I got to go with overrated just because, just these last few seasons, man, just seems like she just ain't able to get it in the end zone. And, I mean, they really ain't getting dubs either. So, I'm like, shit, like, what are you sacrificing these touchdowns for if you ain't getting dubs in the process?
Facts. What do you think, Birdo? Over underrated Julio Jones.
I think Julio Jones is severely underrated. I think in some worlds he could be, like, a number one receiver. And I think just because he plays in Atlanta's fucking ridiculous offense, I think that's why he looks worse. And I'm going to tell you this. I was on Twitter the other day. Somebody mashed a compilation of Julio Jones just hitting receivers because the ball is overthrown. He's like one of the best DBs on the field as well. So
yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
People are asleep. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
and he's always double teamed. You feel me? Like, always. Okay. So he's still able to get his yards and his catches. Like, my thing with him is just like, I'm just like, damn, like, why can't you get in the end zone, my guy? Like,
right, this was about to get
what's
personal,
going on?
Fellas, we got to move on. This was about to get personal. All right, y'all ready? Over underrated Carson Wentz.
Oh, that's easy. He's definitely underrated because you know cats is just doing nothing right now. No, everybody's doing nothing but just slandering him. You feel me? There's a couple guys out there just giving him hella props, saying he's gonna do this, he gonna do that. But for the most part, you know, I mean, and they raise legit concerns because I mean the best ability is availability, and he gets hurt.
Question?
But he's definitely a top five arm talent. What's up?
Outside of his availability. Does anyone seriously doubt Carson Wentz? And you hear it outside of his availability.
No, and shit.
That's a good point, Jay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
But that's the only thing that they can knock. But that's also one of the biggest parts of pro sports.
Yeah, bro. That's true. But you know me, I don't really hold injury against the guy until it's consistent and it taking down his stats. I think we talked about this before. Go ahead, Alberto. Over underrated.
This is also easy for me. I think he's overrated. And all right, hear me out on this one. So they think so good of a franchise quarterback that they didn't even keep a second quarterback behind him that's even regular. Like, you know what I mean? They were like, okay, we're going to run with this guy no matter what. He's a top pick. I mean, I've seen him do a lot of real good stuff. I really like him. When he's playing well, it's connecting, and it's wild.
Hey, Berto, I got a point to that. I think
it's just crazy that people are just forgetting, like, that whole
he was nice.
Run he had in the regular season the year before last when he was actually healthy.
Hear me out. I'm not forgetting that.
Yeah.
I think that was tight, and he was actually an MVP candidate. I'm gonna say he's slightly overrated, just because of the next person we're about to talk about, which is Dak Prescott. I'm gonna say he's slightly overrated because we already talked about and discussed the numbers are similar with a QB who throws the ball more. That kind of scares me. But with that being said, I mean, you can't take away the fact that it's really not
because Carson Wentz has missed significantly more time. But
all I'm saying is, and that's what I was going to say, you can't really knock the guy now because he's injured. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to knock the guy down a little bit because I think Dak Prescott. Actually, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Dak Prescott, the playmaking game manager.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here, bro. Ain't no game manager worth Carson Wentz money. I'm sorry. I don't care.
And then
bro.
Also,
trash.
I think he's also a little bit overrated because of what they did with Nick Foles and just the backup QB in general. I think they decided purposely not to try to get a solid backup QB, even though, I mean, who can you get?
We got your boy.
Now.
We got your boy. Josh. Who? Yeah, we got Josh. Yeah. What are we talking? Are we talking about 2 weeks ago, or are we talking about now?
Can you hear me up? Because you keep cutting me out.
I'm listening.
So, I think he's going to overrate it because of the backup situation, too. Because I think with Nick Foles being there, there was too much pressure on them, and they didn't like that. Maybe he didn't like that there was a little bit of QB controversy. So they coddled to him instead of putting themselves in a good position of, hey, let's keep both of them.
Yep.
They coddled.
Oh,
they
let's pay two quarterbacks max money.
People were saying the same thing about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Bro.
They were like.
Yeah, that was that. Hey, the Patriots were smart to trade him because look at him now. He hasn't played four games last year and then tore his
shit. Here's
and he's going to come back and be average just like he was.
Brady isn't. Or was it hurt as much? Brady was suspended, which is why Jimmy and what's his name got their chances to play. Jimmy and Jacoby.
But that's all right. That's all right. But
I knew this was gonna get a little personal.
Why are we? No, it's not even personal. But I'm trying to think of the reasoning or the rationality between paying two quarterbacks. Top 10 quarterback
money.
Well,
if Wentz gets hurt, your whole season's done.
Yeah, no, yeah, but then, you know, we can't really sign nobody or put nobody around.
We're getting off
so
subject.
You telling me? No, we're not. This is the same subject.
Over underrated. We got off subject, Tal. I'm sorry. I just looked at the clock. Too much time on that one. We get agree to disagree. Yes, over underrated. Dak Prescott.
Quickly, I'm going to say he's overrated.
Thank you.
Yep, overrated.
That's easy. Over underrated. Drake.
Oof. Wow. I'm going to say he's overrated. I'm gonna be that guy.
Go ahead.
I'm inclined to believe, but to agree with you,
nice. Mostly because I think he's in that stage of his career where he could drop anything and it's fire. And I just think that
it doesn't even matter, doesn't like matter. What it is.
Like, just, nice. He could do anything musically, and it's just like automatic W. And I don't get me wrong, I like a lot of Drake, but at the same time, I think he sometimes like people are like, oh, he's a GOAT and stuff like that. I'm like, like top five.
Shout out
the GOAT at what?
Like top
shout
five.
Out. Yeah. Shout out. I agree with you. Well, fellas, I like where y'all went. Let's finish off with one more over underrated, shall we?
Yep.
I'm liking it. I'm looking at my list, and I don't got any of people that I want to slander, kind of. Like, they're all kind of easy ones. Zach LaVine. I mean, come on now. Aaron Gordon. Come on now. Like, Josh Norman. Like, these are obvious ones. Okay. I think I like this one. Over underrated trap music.
Overrated. No question.
Damn. That was too easy.
For sure.
Ah, damn. Never mind.
All right, y'all. Sure. I thought what about Russell Wilson?
Nah. That was kind of...
Nah.
Nah. That was kind of easy, too.
Damn.
I think he's underrated.
Underrated.
Let's discuss it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. You asked a question, so I'll answer first this time. I think Russell Wilson is overrated. I think he got a lot of props for his earlier parts of his career, which I think was dope. He was also a playmaking game manager, as we like to say in this podcast. I think lately it's starting to show that without that defensive heavy squad, that is just not the same for him, or without Marshawn Lynch. But he does throw the ball better now. We can't ignore the fact that he does, and that I believe Doug Baldwin was one of the top receivers this last season, if the numbers come right to mind. So I'm going to still say he's overrated, strictly because I see a lot of people be giving him props for these five-yard passes that he be doing. He's dinking and dacking. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do you. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot. I know that people love that. I know that Birdo is a fan of accurate QBs. I feel like you can't be inaccurate when you're only throwing 5 or 6 yards, and then you might throw a long ball every now and then. I mean, it's pretty hard to be inaccurate, but whatever, do you?
Yeah.
I
think he's underrated. I think, like you were saying, like he has these dink and dunk passes, but I think a lot of the game managing is more so scheme. And I think when you see him zip a ball after dodging a couple defenders, it's pretty nasty. And I think he doesn't get enough film credit, kind of thing, where you're just like, whoa, what the hell was that?
So, I'm definitely one. Nah.
That's how I feel. I just feel he's underrated. And you got it right on point. I love me some accurate QBs.
Yeah, I do. I know your style of QBs, which, once again, it's not bad. Like, shoot, that's the thing about quarterbacks. You got to be accurate, fam. Like, come on, man. But
at least a little bit.
Like, yeah, what about you, Alex?
Yeah, like clutch. You got to be clutch.
Shit, man. It's a tough one. I fucks with Russell Wilson. Shit, I'm gonna have to say he's kind of underrated, bro. Okay. You know what? Like, when we talk about the top quarterbacks in the league, like, he really put that team on his back. You feel me? Even though after the Legion of Boom left, they still got a solid ass defense. Mm-hmm. After Marshawn left, they were still able to get some kind of productive running backs. Mm. But all in all, like, with that suspect offensive line, he still put that team on his back and led them to the playoffs last year. You feel me? And shit, they had a legit, like, contention to get to the Super Bowl, but they got knocked out by the Cowboys.
Somebody.
Which, yeah, they got knocked out by the Cowboys. Did, yeah. But shit.
Cowboy defense. Pretty nice.
Yep. Yeah, it was fucking nasty.
A shout out, you feel me? We gonna call him then. I like what y'all saying about him. I still think he's overrated, but hey.
That's all right.
Over underrated. Last one. I really do like this one, actually. Over underrated. Jameis Winston.
You know what? He's overrated because we're even talking about him right now.
I like that one. All right, let's just end it. Let's just end it at that. Well, fellas, before y'all go, I just want everybody to know that this podcast is always be sponsored by Real Barbers of Arizona. when you do get paid, because I know y'all got payday coming up. Shout out to Friday. Some people get paid Thursday. Shout out to that direct deposit. You feel me? So when you do get paid, the first thing you need to do, fellas, is take your ass over to the barbershop. Go ahead and get you a clean cut. Trust me, the ladies are looking at the lineups. They tired of seeing you all the time in your hats, your skull caps, your do-rags, trying to cover up the fact that you ain't got a fresh fade. So why don't you go ahead over to the Real Barbers of Arizona over at 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118. Go ahead and tell them J. La Soul sent you, and he'll make sure that he hook you up with a fresh cut. Once again, that's Real Barbers of Arizona, located on 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out.
Peace.
Shout outs.
Hey, oh, by the way, this podcast is hella underrated.
Hella.